This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side on this great Friday morning. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And as always, we're not politically correct. We're politically insane. You guys have been listening. You know we tell the truth. May not be as filtered as somebody would like it, but we tell the truth. Unfiltered as it may be, you will not get it anywhere else today, tomorrow, or whenever, because people have to be politically correct. You have to kiss everybody's ass. You got to go around kissing your boss's ass, your neighbor's ass, everybody's ass. You know, I'm going to start investing in chapstick because Americans must have the biggest terminal case of chap lips in the world. Everybody's got to be politically correct. And anymore, it's not so much politically correct, it's nigger correct. You can't be a racist. You can't say anything against a nigger. You can't say anything against a man or woman with black skin. And I want to keep the proud blacks out of the equation, as always. But I, as a white guy, now, nobody's going to sit on the radio but me and say, it pisses me off. These white guys, well, you know, we've got a problem with the blacks, but we can. No, sometimes you can't work it out. Sometimes you got to get hit it head on. Sometimes you got to tell it the way it is. But you never, ever hear anybody on any of the mainstream news media outlets telling you the way it is. They always want to, you know, it's like dancing with the stars. They always want to dance around the issues. I'm not going to dance around them. I'm going to bear right through them. And if you don't like it, as I always say, please don't listen. I have the one person that I care about the most, that I respect the most, listens to me every day. I know that, so I don't give a damn if anybody else listens, and that person's me. Because I have to tell you, people, if you don't respect yourselves, you'll never be able to show respect for anybody else. And I have total respect for myself, not as a perfect individual, but as a proud American who tries to do right. But along the way, make mistakes, just like you all do, just like police officers do, just like anybody that's not a robot does. So let's don't hold mistakes against each other. Let's try to learn from them. Let's try to move forward. Sometimes I have people come on, local people, and to try to help them out in businesses, because that's what we should do. If we can help people out, occasionally we need to do it. I spoke with a nice, nice lady who sent me a song. Then she come by the station. Then I saw her somewhere else. Very, very persistent. So I wish you good people would bear with me, because I give her my word yesterday that I would play this song on the air today. It was written by Roberta Hawthorne, and it's sung by Jill Huber. And the name of the song is If Only. Now, this lady's not a professional, wants to be. So I told her, for the millions of listeners that we have, that I would play her song. It's a couple minutes, so please bear with me. But I listened to part of it, and it really is a nice song. The song is If Only.
Baby, it's not too late.
If Only is the name of the song. What a great song. What a great meaning it has to it. I didn't listen to the end, but I'm glad I did. This is a very, very, very proud black lady. She's an ex-St. Louis police officer, and I told her that I'd help her out, try to help her out. If anybody's interested in contacting her to perform or would like to have one of her songs, you can call her at 314-536-1534. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to do a little public service for a proud black lady who's an ex-police officer, put her life on the line every day. And I know I'm a racist, but I still love proud black people. Still always love proud black people. Let's get back into our law enforcement. This asswipe bastard, some no good son of a bitch, threw a gallon of milk. These police officers were assisting the New York Fire Department. And they take these videos, these no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing, rotten nigger bastards. They take these videos. See, they won't take the video when they're coming after you with a gun, but as soon as a white police officer shoots a nigger thug, then all the video goes on. You know, you never get the complete video. If you got the complete video, I would have nothing against videos. But you never, ever, ever get the complete video. You get bits and pieces. You get things that they want to show you. But it's shown here, I guess, on the telephone, one of their cameras on the telephone, where this police officer standing there serving the public, making sure the firemen are safe, making sure everything's going on the way it should. And here's some asswipe, and it's got to be somebody in the community. Nobody's going to drive 5-10 miles to throw a gallon of milk and hit a police officer in the face. And a police officer just stood there. How rotten is that? Now, let me tell you, and I've said it before, I'm an ex-police officer. Do that to me, you nigger bastard. I would have ran you down the street. I don't give a damn if you went into the NAACP convention. Your ass would have been mine. You know, there's no call for these police officers all throughout this country being disrespected like they're being disrespected now. And we the good people, I say we the good people, both proud white and proud black, we need to come together and say, hey, we support you. And if you ass wipe, no count, good for nothing politicians don't, then we'll just throw your ass out of office. It's these politicians that are making these policemen be hesitant. These policemen can't do their job. These crap bums, both black and white, both the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies, they know police officers can't do their jobs, that their hands are tied. And you know what happens then? That's when crime really spikes. That's when crime really goes up, and it may go up in your community. Maybe now it's not in your community, but someday it's going to be there if we don't stop it. Someday it will be there. I would expect and I would hope that every decent person in this country call their politicians, call their mayors, call their governors and say, hey, we're tired. We're tired of these police officers being disrespected. And even you bums that don't like police officers, if the police officer can't do his job, he's not going to do it in your community either. And heaven forbid your daughter, your son get gunned down like they're getting gunned down day and night in St. Louis. So I don't give a damn if you like police or not. You better respect them. We better give them all of our support, because people, it's not getting any better. All the mass shootings, all the killings in the street, and we let a bastard, no good crap bum, throw a gallon. Now, what the hell, nigger, ignorant, stupid, bad? I know he got that with food stamps. I know that milk was purchased by food stamps, his link card. But why would an ignorant, stupid son of a bitch throw a gallon of milk? Maybe it was spoiled, I don't know. And I don't want to make light of this subject because it's not funny. But throw a gallon of milk and hit a police officer who is doing nothing but doing his job. Now, if they got that gentleman and beat his ass and knocked a few teeth out and send him to the dentist and then to the hospital and then the jail, it'd be the policeman's fault. This stuff's uncalled for. And when they get away with that, people, the next thing, they're going to shoot a policeman, and policemen are just going to stand around because they want to keep their jobs. They've got families to support. They've got families to support. They want to keep their jobs. So what are they going to do? Like anybody would do, it'd be self-survival. hey, we just won't do anything. I told you these police officers in North St. Louis, white police officers, said, Bob, I talked to him one day. Bob, we saw a big dope deal going down. We drove the other way. Now, so these dope dealers know they can get away with it, so there's going to be more dope and more dope and more dope in that community. Then after there's more dope and more dope and more dope in that community, there's going to be more killings, more killings, more killings in that community. So you bums, you better realize what's going on. I don't think they will. I never, ever think they will, but I saw that article and I thought, what the hell is wrong? Which direction is our country going? And I don't know if it's just the liberal political scene or people are just stupid, but we have to have some enforcement of the laws in this great country. That's why we have police officers out there. And as always, there's some bums with badges, but they're the vast, vast, vast minority. Let's try to support our police officers, people, because If you never, ever cared for a police officer and you had problems, somebody come to your house, somebody want to hurt your family, somebody want to break in, steal something from you, you're not going to go out to the store and get a gallon of milk and throw it on a police officer. You're going to call 911. You're going to call 911 because that's what you want. You want a police officer. And it's just amazing. And there were two deputies, I know you people don't know it, there were two deputies shot in Mississippi, one in the head, who's probably going to die, and the other one in critical condition. They went for a family disturbance, went up to try to keep the husband from beating the hell out of the wife, I guess, or the wife from beating the hell out of the husband. And what happens? What happens? One gets shot in the head. One's probably going to die. Both of them may die when it's all over. And I don't know for a fact, but I would assume and I would bet that they both had families to go home to. Now, this one Mississippi detective is not going home to his family. Probably never going to go home. Going to end up in the cemetery. But see, we hate police officers so bad, except when we need them. You know, if the police officers hadn't came out there, the husband or the wife would have said, we called the police and them son of a bitches didn't come out there and my husband hit me or my wife hit me. So it's a catch-22 for police officers. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't. But I tell you what, I honestly think that you guys are finally at some point going to understand that police officers are our friends. Might not like them. But they are our friends in the end because they'll be there. They'll be there when the serious crap starts, when everybody else is running away. They'll be running towards. We talked a few days ago about Black Restaurant Week, and then I, as a white man, I always tell you how I feel. You won't hear it on the air from anybody else. He's white, ignorant, other than Kevin Slayton, who's a hard-hitting man who does a show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the all-new KQQZ. Everybody else wants to kiss your ass. Nobody wants to tell you the truth. Kevin Slayton will tell you the truth. Bob Romanek will tell you the truth, no matter how unfiltered, again, it's going to be. But this big article in the Northsider, it's a nigger newspaper ran by Antonio French. What a piece of nigger scum he is. And Antonio, you've been to the station before asking for money. Give me a call, you ignorant black bastard. Give me a call. But it says in this article, in an unapologetic, you hear me, in an unapologetic expression of culture, St. Louis Black Restaurant Week kicks off September the 3rd to September the 8th. An unapologetic expression of culture? What did I say? I say the blacks, the whites, we all have the Hispanics. We all have our different culture. Down in Soulard this week, going to have Hispanic Week. I don't see a white week. Never seen a white week. I've seen an American week, which encompasses whites and blacks and Hispanics. Never seen a white week. But now we have an Hispanic week down in the Soulard area. They're celebrating the Hispanic heritage. Now they're celebrating this week Black Restaurant Week. And what I like, it's the unapologetic expression of culture. No, you shouldn't have to apologize. I like that word because I'm going to give you the unapologetic expression of white culture, of being a proud white man. But as soon as I do, I'm a racist. But it highlights the black-owned restaurants throughout the year, and it says, this is in quotes by a nigger. We don't have anything to represent us for the African-American community. We don't have anything to represent us for the African-American community? Are you niggers crazy? Are you niggers nuts? And it says, I feel like there's a lot of black restaurants in St. Louis, and I just want to represent for my city, especially for the African-American community. What the hell's wrong with that? Nothing. I see nothing wrong with that, but I only bring it up because as soon as we try to do something white, you know what the hell happens. You know what the hell happens. You're a racist, Romantic, or you're a racist, whoever. You know, you're emphasizing the white community. You're emphasizing your white heritage. And I say to myself, you're damn straight. And again, these niggers, they're not pissed at me. They're not fighting me because I say nigger. They're fighting me because I'm exposing them for what they are. Not the proud blacks. Always keep the proud blacks out of the equation. I'm exposing these niggers, these no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing niggers for what they are. And I'm beginning to, I think, help white people think and say, hey, that crazy son of a bitch Romantic's right. I'm not going to be ashamed to be white. I wasn't born with any white privilege. If there is a God or however the hell I come out, I'm white. A person that's black came out black. That should not, in this day and age, make a damn difference. Now, back in the day, 300-400 years of slavery issue, I get tired. That gives me I get constipated when I start hearing that crap constantly. But today, we're all equal. But see, the niggers, they want to be more than equal. And if they don't get everything they want, they rob, they rape, they steal, they burn things down. And white people are just so afraid, they don't know what to do. In the St. Louis American, and see, you white people don't read this trash nigger newspapers. I have a friend of mine brings them over to me so I can read. And this is nothing but nigger propaganda. And here's what, and I feel for the person, this Rasheed Thompson. She lost her son in a shooting over in St. Louis. I feel for her. I sincerely do. I've lost a son. I know what it's like. So on that end, I want to show you total respect. And I don't mean this disrespectfully, but she is quoted as saying, whatever the movement is going to be, I'm going to be part of it. What have I said 1,000 times? Give me 5 blacks for a cause other than 500 whites, because of 500 whites, they'll go south. 500 whites will go south. Oh, no, we better not get involved. Oh, no, I don't want to get in trouble. Oh, no, I don't want them to think I'm a racist. Oh, yeah, I'm ashamed to be white. But the black people, give me 5 of them, because they'll fight the fight, not even knowing what it is. And right here, I just proved my point. Whatever the movement is going to be, I'm going to be part of it. Now, she don't know what the movement's going to be, but she's a black lady, and I'm in quotes, I'm going to be part of it. They don't give a damn. When they fight the fight, they fight the fight. And I have to say, I respect the proud black community because of it. I see Major League Soccer in Utah. Remember we had that controversy with Colin Nigger Kaepernick about Betsy Ross's flag, the first 13 colonies. Had nothing to do with slavery. It had to do with independence. Had to do with patriotism for the first 13 states that helped grow this country into what it is today. Soccer fans were at a soccer game in Utah. I didn't know they played professional soccer in Utah, but I guess they do. And they were waving a Betsy Ross flag. You know the Betsy Ross flag? It's a 13-star Betsy Ross flag, which is a symbol. I'm telling you, it is a symbol of Americans' victorious fight for independence from our brothers over in Britain. That's all it was. That's all it was ever meant to be. They were waving it, and people at the stadium said, hey, you have to take it down. You have to take that down. And the guy asked, well, why would I have to take it down? It says they were waving in front of a recent match because the team dubbed the Star Spangled Banner a symbol of hate groups. They wanted to take the Betsy Ross flag down at a recent match because the team, it wasn't the team, it was the ownership, and they were afraid that the niggers would go crazy on them, dubbed the Star Spangled Banner. The Star Spangled Banner, people, let me remind you, a symbol of hate groups? What the hell is wrong with that? So they had to take it down. Nobody wanted to talk about it. I said, hell, I'll talk about it. You know, Nike pulled their new shoes because of Colin Kaepernick because they said it was a racist thing. But the Hockey League stated that the fan code of conduct, that using offensive language, threatening, abusive, insulting, offensive language or gestures, which include racist, homophobic, xenophobic, sexist, or otherwise inappropriate language or behavior, is prohibited at stadiums to preserve the safety of the games. I understand all that. But who's to say what is racist, homophobic, xenophobic, sexist, or otherwise inappropriate language, number one? And number two, that great American flag, that symbol of our democracy, I don't see how that's threatening anybody. I think that's a sign of freedom. There's no threat there. There's no threat when you have freedom. You can live free in this great country. But can you imagine that they made these people take the Betsy, they call it the Betsy Ross flag. I don't know where that name come from. But the first flag with the 13 stars. But you know why they did? Because Colin the nigger Kaepernick would probably find out and he'd be bitching. So these people will take less heat. I guess I can come to your house, soccer league officials, and say, hey, I want to screw your wife. Okay, you know, don't cause no problems. You can screw my wife, my daughter, whoever you want, but don't cause no problems. That's what this country's become. Nobody wants to face the truth. In World War II, if we didn't want to face the problem, we'd be speaking German today. No, we faced the problem and we fought the fight and we won. Very patriotically won. Now, I'm not advocating any violence on this end. It's just I'm making the comparison. You have to fight one way or the other, politically, verbally, sometimes physically. You have to fight for what you believe in. You have to fight when people try to take things away. That's like going to your house and saying, hey, I'm taking your television. And you say, okay, go ahead and take it. No, you don't take it. It's mine. And you don't take down the American flag with the 13 stars that represented nothing, nothing other than freedom and honor for our great country and its start. But these ass white bastards are going to say, take it down. Think about it, people. We better wise up. We all better wise up before it's too late. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud, you hear me, to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Dark Side. People, I just brought up the last segment to let everybody know, to let you know that this is just another, you hear me, one of many, many nigger movements trying to back down the white community. You people know that. It's all about, I don't care what it is, political or otherwise, sports, it's all about backing down the white community. And I'm so tired of trying to be knocked down because I'm white. I'm white and some of these niggers aren't. It amazes me. That's why we have, again, the WAR radio network, White Awareness Radio, because we're going to continue to keep everybody informed. Now, again, you won't hear none of this on white radio. Any other white radio station's afraid to address it. But here's this Jameel Hill. She's an ex-ESPN sports host, a black, she's a nigger. Now she writes for the Atlantic paper, argues in her first article with the paper that black college athletes should leave predominantly white schools. Now, how racist is that on its face? Her article is titled, "It's Time for Black Athletes to Leave White Colleges," and it says that predominantly white universities has shown the blacks that they don't respect them. And she writes that mostly white schools' multi-billion dollar revenue has been built on the backs of black athletes, claiming that an elite black athlete attending one of these schools makes them a fortune. Now, if it had been anybody else, if it had been a white person write some crap like that, they'd be out the door the next day, but no, everybody's touting her. Oh, no, that's a great article. She's got every right to say what she wants. That's her freedom of speech. Well, I have freedom of speech every day, and guess what? Apparently, it's not free because they're all over my ass, and until they knock me down, they can kiss my ass because I'm going to say what I want. I'm not going to back down so some sumbitch will leave me alone. I'm not going to back down to kiss somebody's ass. I'd rather not be on the air than have to be on the air and kiss some bastard's ass, either white or black. But she says navigating a primarily white campus as a black student can feel isolated. What the hell? Always the victim. Always. What do you mean isolated? These black athletes screw the hottest white gals. They get money given to them. They get cars given to them. And if that's being isolated, hey, honey, isolate me at any point in time. Isolate me at any point in time. And she says it's been devastating, the fight of the black athletes. It's unbelievable. But see, it's another nigger thing. They're always a victim. It's another nigger thing. They're saying how bad these black athletes are treated, and they're treated better than anybody. But they'll keep this fake story up. They'll keep this fake news up, and people will start believing it. People will actually start believing that, man, maybe these black guys, they should leave. Well, they sure take the white boys' money when they get out of college and play pro ball and make $20-30 million a year. I don't hear those blacks, and there's some blacks involved, proud blacks, but there's probably some niggers too that have that nigger racist mentality. I don't understand how they can print something like this. And even more than that, I don't understand how they can print something like this and then the nigger bitch not be fired. You guys know if it'd be anybody white, they'd be fired in a minute. But no, not a nigger. A nigger's not going to get fired. A nigger has freedom of speech. A white guy, you know, a white male is probably the most discriminated person in the world at this point. Because we don't have anything coming, nothing at all. Be a nigger, be a female nigger, and especially a female nigger that's gay, you got everything coming. But a proud white man who's been out there trying to work his ass off, trying to make this country great, trying to keep it great, trying to keep it free, we're like second-class citizens. And you know why? Because the niggers, you're white. You ought to be ashamed of being white. You're white. You had white privilege. You ought to be ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of being white. I'll yell and scream that from the highest mountain. I don't give a damn who's around, black, white, purple, or green. But that's what our society has become, people. The blacks are taking second seat. We're taking second fiddle because we won't stand up for ourselves. At some point in time, we better get off our white cream puff asses and say, hey, it's time to make a stand. And I don't advocate violence, but sometimes violence is necessary. I'm not saying in this situation it will be, but I like it. They've got these niggers, big letters in the North Side, or this nigger propaganda paper. And I say that, it's not a proud black newspaper. If it was, it'd have both sides. Big letters, protest that plans for anti-violent protest. Protest that plans for anti-violent protest. Now, these protesters, these niggers, are going to be worse than the anti-violence people are protesting against. You people know that. And be honest, white and black, green and purple, if you see 20 white people standing around, it doesn't really bother you. And if you say it does, you're a damn liar. You see 20 niggers with gold teeth, with their ass hanging out, with their braids on, I don't give a damn if you're white or black. That bothers you. And if you say no, you're a damn liar. And even if you thugs say no, you're a damn liar, because it does. But here's a protest. They're going to protest the anti-protest, the anti-violence protest, and guarantee you it's going to be more violent than the anti-violent protest that they're protesting against. But it's amazing. It is amazing. And in all these papers, all these black propaganda papers, and you wonder why the blacks and even the niggers don't like white people. They read this nigger propaganda. They don't hear anything else. They start believing it. But it's like I say with politics. It's always, always, always divide and conquer. But here science starts. African-American mechanical engineer and inventor, Jerry Shelby. Why has he got to be an African-American mechanical engineer and inventor? If it was, say, a Caucasian, a white African-American, it'd have been, man, what's that racist crap going on? Willis, what's that racist crap going on? You people know that. I'm tired of you sitting back, both proud white and proud black. Get off your asses and do something about it, because time's going to come where you're not going to be able. You're not going to be able to do anything about it. Before we take the break, I see here that Schnucks, Walgreens, CVS, the pharmacies, urge against carrying guns in store. They're asking all the nice people, please don't carry a gun in a store. Well, the nice people won't carry a gun in the store, but I guarantee the asswipe bastard nigger or the cracker or the hunky, the low-life black and white bastards who are going to rob that store, you think they're going to listen to you? No, they're going to bring their gun in. They're going to rob you, hopefully not kill you, and walk out the door. They don't give a damn about your gun policy. You think the criminal gives a damn about a gun policy? Now, they think that's going to help these mass shootings. No, it's not. All you businesses that have signs that say, don't carry your gun in here, you put all your customers in jeopardy. You know that? Because the bums know that a decent person won't violate the law. They know that a decent person won't bring his gun in. They know that a decent person who carries a gun will probably put it in his car, so the nigger or the cracker or the hunky will break into the car, steal the damn gun, and probably come in and rob you with your own gun. But I like it when these bastards, these gun control freaks, all we got to have background checks and they got to have concealed carry permits. All that is more tax money, more fee money for the government. Decent people will do that. They'll go get their license. They'll go get whatever training. But you won't have to worry about them, because you heard the operative word. Decent people aren't going to go out and mass kill somebody, aren't going to go out and kill somebody in the street. These bums, you think these bums, hey, I'm thinking about, I'm sitting at the house shooting up some cocaine and heroin, and I'm thinking about going out and robbing somebody tomorrow. So I want to get my gun, so I better go get my gun permit, because I have to get my gun permit to carry that gun. Do you honestly think at any point in time that an ignorant bastard gives a damn about any kind of gun permit? So when all you stupid son of a bitches, and I can't carry a gun because I'm a felon, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I think it's the American right for decent people to own as many guns as they want to own, because decent people can own 5,000 guns and never ever hurt anybody unless somebody comes to hurt them. But you can have a low-life nigger, a cracker, or a hunky, they can have one zip gun and shoot you in the head and kill you. So I don't know why they think that's going to stop the violence. That's never going to, you know, eradicating our country of all these criminals, of all these crazy son of a bitches. I don't mean mentally insane. I mean crazy bastards that want to go out and kill just to see somebody die, want to go out and kill just to see somebody bleeding in the street. But it amazes me that all these businesses now, please don't carry a gun. I don't understand that. I bet you there was don't carry a gun at that last mass shooting at the mall out east. I'll bet you there was a sign that says no guns allowed in the mall. How did that son of a bitch get a gun in? He was a criminal. He was a killer. He walked in without a permit, without getting that gun properly, walked in and killed people. He didn't give a damn about that sign saying no guns allowed. That hasn't stopped a killer yet, and I don't think it's ever going to stop a killer. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. Very, very, very proud to be the Patriots. Welcome, welcome back to the last 5-6 minutes. Friday, we usually have our sports director come in, picks up his $100,000 a month check, and pisses me off when... So with us, just walked in the door, Kevin Slayton. He's our sports director and the star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM from 7 to 9 AM, the most hard-hitting sports political show in the country. Kevin Slayton, how you doing? The king.
I am doing well, sir. How about you?
Hey, not as good as you. I mean,
you were hitting on some good topics.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I won't go too crazy with it because I know...
Well, but just understand that whatever the cause is, I'm on board.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the dumbest comment I've ever heard.
Well, that's what they do. You know, Kevin, you're an athlete. You're a sports guy. You've been in the sports business one way or the other your entire life. And they want to bitch, in an article I read a little bit earlier, they want to bitch about the black athletes. If it wouldn't be for the black athletes, I think there'd be a lot of guys just walking the streets, maybe robbing and raping. I think the white, and it has been the white structure, I think the white structure in sports have really taken care of the black athletes.
Well, the structure of sports itself keeps problem people off the streets. White, black, Asian, doesn't matter.
Right.
You have a structured life that you live when you go to when you're on a college football team. Now, you know, the problems are, and the problems usually come during the off season. But during the season, you're living a structured life. This Jemele Hill is nothing but a two-bit racist. She got booted off ESPN for her racist tweets about Donald Trump. She's a racist. She can't write anything that isn't racist, and that's what she is. And for her to suggest that these black athletes leave a state university and go to a predominantly black school, but first of all, who does she think she is? Secondly, these athletes are going to cost themselves millions of dollars if they do that, the ones that are going to play professionally. Now, there's not a lot of them, but you're getting a scholarship paid for. You're getting it paid for. Now, you probably get a lot of other money, too, but you're definitely getting a scholarship paid for. Your whole education, if you want to take advantage of it, and she says, don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because you're making money for white universities. What are you, some kind of a... She is... I can't stomach that woman, and she's such a racist.
Here's my premise.
You get she a hates black, white people.
You get a black guy, gets an education, he goes to the IBM, he makes $200,000 a year, and here's her premise is, oh, quit working for right. IBM because you're making those white guys.
Right.
Well, you're making those white guys money, you ignorant bitch, but you're making yourself
so
a whole lot of money
in her
the
world.
Way.
A black male should only play sports at a black school and then go to work for an all-black company.
Yeah.
I guess that's
what
the point she's making. She's an ass.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
The bigger point to me is this Atlantic paper let her print this article, because they check all the articles.
Yet, right.
And they keep her on. Now, let a white person try some crap
you
like that, and it'd be off. It'd be off in a damn minute. And I just want fair. You know, Kevin, I know that you respect the proud black community, as I do. All I want is a proud white man. Number one is don't say that I should be ashamed to be white. And number two, just give me equal treatment. I don't want any better treatment than anybody of color. I just want the same treatment that everybody else is getting. I just want the same opportunity that everybody else is getting. And if you don't take and expand on that opportunity, that's not society's fault.
That's your fault.
That's your fault. I don't understand.
Absolutely.
I don't understand that.
Absolutely. And see, I don't know who runs the Atlantic. Derek Jeter, when he retired from the Yankees, got The Athletic, I believe it's called, not The Atlantic, The Athletic. And that's some sort of a publication as well. Now, he's a half black, so if she wrote for him, then she'd be saying, well, I work for a black guy. Well, but you don't work for a black guy.
Right.
So why don't you leave? Why don't you go work for the black newspaper? I mean, go work for the St. Louis American. If that's really her theory, that white people should stay where they are and black people should go where they are.
You know,
she's a real uniter.
I honestly think for the proud black community and even the other, and I won't use the term out of respect for you, I think athletics has really expanded and just uplifted the black race as a whole, don't you think?
It's a ticket out of the ghetto for a lot of
right.
them.
Right, yeah.
And the ones that take advantage of it certainly benefit from it. But the real advantage is that you're not going to be a pro athlete. About 1% of them make
right.
it. Your advantage is you're getting a free education.
And you're
making contacts.
And a good job down the road, hopefully.
Because people that went to those big universities, by the way, will give you jobs. She doesn't mention that.
Yeah. Well, no, that's something good. They don't want to mention good.
No.
Hey, listen, we got to go. Don't forget Kevin Slayton, the king of all sports, every Monday through Friday, right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. We got to go. And as always, people, it's these politicians that continue to divide and conquer us. If we all come together, if we're not divided, they cannot conquer us. If we all come together, and at some point we better, because if we don't, you know they'll continue to destroy us, continue to separate us, continue to have the racial strife. See, these politicians, both black and white, that's their livelihood, politics. They want to keep the racial strife because that's how they benefit. So let's remember that. So let's continue to expand our horizon by taking these politicians, holding their feet to the fire, and telling them what we want. They work for us. We do not work for them. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, let's do unto them what they continue to do unto us. Let's destroy them. Destroy them once and for all. Nothing violent. Nothing ever violent. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs about intimidation. Why the Nigger Nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the Nigger Nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The Nigger Nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the Nigger Nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The Nigger Nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the Nigger Nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the Nigger Nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch. The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.